All right, let's talk sport with Brent Costello from WinTV. Hello, mate.
Hey, Darren, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And what a great weekend we've had in the AFL. So the Lions and the Pies both through.
Yeah, they are indeed, which is, I probably didn't think the Lions would. I think I would have tipped Melbourne on
you
Friday
did?
From memory.
Yeah.
But I certainly tipped Collingwood. But yeah, it sets up a cracking couple of prelims next week, doesn't it? Obviously, Geelong and Brisbane on the Friday night, and then we've got Sydney and Collingwood Saturday twilight. So I still think Geelong and Sydney will be the grand final.
Yeah.
But you just don't know with these stop-start stuff these days. You obviously, with Geelong and Sydney, for example, had that week off before the finals. They'd play a game, have another week off, play a game. So it's a bit stop-starty, whereas these other two teams have a bit of momentum, don't they? So we'll see what happens, but that's still my tip for the grand final, I think.
I'll say this about my Lions. If they can play like they did in the last quarter,
yep,
in the first quarter, they're a fair shot of beating Geelong. But if you let Geelong skip away, they just keep the hammer down.
You'd be pretty nervous if you're Geelong, I reckon. And that was about Danaher and McInerney as well, don't forget. If those two come back, which we expect they will, it makes it tough. And they've got that MCG hoodoo off their back now, the Lions. So anything can happen Friday night, I reckon. We know Geelong's record in prelims too isn't red hot. So, yeah, it's a big game, that's for sure.
Yep, two great games coming up this weekend. All right, what's doing in the TSL?
We've got our grand finalists. It's Launceston and Kingborough for 2022 after a thrilling prelim on Saturday afternoon. Clarence looked like they might have done enough to get the job done, but big Marcus Gardner, the Kingborough ruckman, had a shot from right on 50 with only probably 30 seconds left to go in the game, I reckon it would have been, and nailed the goal. It was a magnificent kick so late in the game when he would have been absolutely cooked, Marcus Gardner, but he gave it a fair old roost and it went through the high stick. So, amazing result, and full credit to Clarence on their year because they lost a heap of players over the off-season and really managed to pull it together under their new coach, Peter Ryan. But Kingborough's through. Unfortunately, the record between the two teams this year isn't great. It's been Launceston easily in every game they've played. But the good news is the grand finals at Utah Stadium away from Windsor Park, so it might even things up a little bit more, hopefully.
Yeah. Did you happen to watch the NRL yesterday between the Roosters and South Sydney?
I didn't, actually, no.
Oh.
I didn't. My storm are out, so I'm a bit annoyed about the NRL at the moment.
Well, I think it was a record created yesterday. I think they had 8 sin bins.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Including 2 players twice.
Jesus,
so South's getting the win, and they look pretty good, South Sydney. All right, let's go to cricket now. Jordan Silk, our new Tigers captain.
Yeah, good result, isn't it? He's one of the great men, Jordan Silk, and you can see he's got captain written all over him, really. He's just a lovely bloke, a fantastic cricketer, obviously, and was handpicked by Jeff Vaughan, by the sound of it, to take on that role. So, yeah, fully well-deserved. He's done it a little bit in the past, we know that, filling in occasionally for Matthew Wade, etc., and gets in his own right now across both the formats of the Tigers. So really exciting stuff.
Yeah, and to the Australian one-day team, they had a win yesterday against New Zealand. 100 is Steve Smith. Aaron Finch has pulled the pin. The form hasn't been great, but credit to him. He's just realised that, you know, he's had enough and his form's not good enough and it's time for someone else to have a go.
Yeah, I think he's made the right call. He's obviously been a warrior, hasn't he, for the Aussies for a long time. So you don't like to see someone down in form like he is and trying to play through it. I think he's seen the writing on the wall and called it himself, which is really good. As you mentioned, Steve Smith was outstanding with his 105. Marnus Labuschagne got 52 as well. But just a dominant series against the Kiwis, wasn't it? And then obviously the 2 wins against Zimbabwe as well. So 5 out of 6 matches, not a bad start to the summer.
Now, basketball. So the Chargers lost their national conference competition on the weekend. But what's doing with Anthony Stewart? Because he hasn't committed, has he?
No, he hasn't. It sounds like that might be it for him. Obviously, he's gone out with a championship in the South, so it's a pretty good way to wind things up. But speaking to him last week, he just doesn't feel challenged by it anymore. Obviously, he's won a couple of titles now with the Chargers and just looking for a new challenge. So he's prepared to move into state if that challenge presents, whatever it might be, whether it's an NBL team or another club of some variety. But, you can pretty much put a line through him coaching the Chargers next year, I reckon.
Righto. NPL Strikers wrapped up the season on the weekend with a good 5-1 win over Clarence. What a powerhouse they've become. Just amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And we had the big dinner on Saturday night too, and Jasmine White from the The female team got the job done as the competition best and fairest as well. So it's been a really good year for the Strikers. Kobe Kemp won the men's award from Kingra for the NPL. So, terrific night at MyState Bank Arena to wind up what was a really good season. As you say, the Strikers just a formidable force. We know that. They will be again next year, no doubt.
Yep, no doubt. All right, let's finish with US Open tennis. So the men's final on now.
Yeah, it is at the moment. And Alcaraz Garcia won the first set against Casper Ruud 6-4. We're into the second now, and Ruud leads that 5-2. So it looks like it'll be one set all going into set number three shortly.
All right, mate. Thanks for that. And we'll catch you on WinTV tonight from 5:30.
Right. Thanks, Darren.